Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go. Yeah, can we get some more? Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me busting now.
Sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Like Jesus, I done seen it all. The fame action, nigga, I ain't seen nothing at all.
minute, nigga, I'm silent. 10 times 100, nigga, 1,000. Running for all my shit. Trying to build a house with one brick. Motherfuck you, your bitch, and your clique. But no, nigga, I ain't gave me shit. Nigga, I'm running for all my shit. Anonymous niggas, I done seen it all, my niggas. These hoes seeing all my niggas. Cause what's the hottest shit on these corners? Now me and all my niggas grind for all this shit. I ain't never fall for that bitch. Cause picking up a feather from a lovebird is like a medicine ball to that bitch. Damn, Frank Gucci bag in this bitch. And you know it's tapping that bitch. The niggas walking around with their chest out like Janet Jackson and shit. Sweating, grinding this bitch. I need a shrine in this bitch. Fuck 007, I work 24/7. Ain't got time to burn with no bitch. Heard Jay-Z got a new cone yet. Well, find that shit. The weed stick is grind that shit. Where I got it from, never mind that shit. Nigga, I'm grinding for all my shit. Grinding for all my shit. Grinding for all my shit. I put time into all this shit. I got a new vision for all my shit. I don't know what to call that shit. I know I'm selling all of my cars, I'm selling all of my watches, I'm selling diamonds and all of that shit. Realize I don't need that shit. I'm a different breed with this shit. I'm trying to turn M's to B's in this bitch. And I ain't never paid to be with no bitch. I want that Bridget Bordeaux hanging over my bed, 50 mil in one room. You could ask anyone out here who run in the game and they'll tell you the truth, man, they'll tell you. Oh, look, they fuck with me now. I think they hearing me now. Someone said, nigga, they taking you seriously now. I'm like, I think they just might be scared of me now. But it's all good, niggas wrong every day. Niggas wrong every day. Boom. Going to L.A. where I'm trying to get high and do a song every day. Safe. We ain't never had to play it safe. I would rather stack it up and put it in the safe. Then peek inside the safe and see I'm running out of space, motherfucker. Now that's grind.
my cell like what would Pac do? Got some static on the other side of town. My little cousin, he's a rider now. Outlaw in my city with the crown. You flex around her, them boys will gun you down. Said I took a look around and the game is a mess. All they talk is bullshit and I really ain't impressed. Bunch of metrosexual rappers, all they talk about is fresh. Then next, I see corny ass niggas in the dress. Let's put that shit to rest. Big toe and a tag on ride on these bitch made buses with my mask on. Set our people up to fail, that's all they doing, they rap. Young nigga move that dope, but ain't no future in that. You see what happened to the real dealers that's moving the pack. Make a couple moves in the trap, like nigga, you in the trap. Confused by industry, get jammed up in these streets, cause the punk police still bring us no peace.
I got a question, should I ride on these niggas? The message that they kick it home and not cool. Be the first to bomb on these niggas. Got me thinking to myself like, what would Pac do? This right here is strictly for my nigga. I did it cause I feel like I got to. To myself like, what would Pac do?
I'm on it, so don't you push me. Revenge me even sweeter when you fuck that nigga pussy. They say that hip-hop dead cause these rookie niggas bogus. Piece of weakness in a rap game and now I'm about to sew it. Hit the ass with something potent. You think it came out of Oakland? Got no love for these niggas who couldn't picture me rolling. We was in the streets, half of us didn't make it. Why they faking, cooking dope and had a college graduation? Listen to what they saying, everybody think they Nino. Tony Montana when really niggas Al Pacino. We need to come together, wake up and see that we equal. Got money for war, still ain't feeding the poor people. You need to think more cause they want you to think less. A bomb first when we ride, my side is the aggressor. Boom. Die for my beliefs, only death can stop the success.
Know that.
Time for the oppressed to rise against the oppressed.
Follow me.
Should I ride on these niggas? The message that they kick it home and not cool. Be the first to bomb on these niggas. Got me thinking to myself like, what would Pac do? This right here is strictly for my nigga. I did it cause I feel like I got to. All my homies holler if you hear me. Got me thinking to myself like, what would Pac do?
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14. The cut that was Petey. We show out of the St. Louis with what we're talking to. And I like that because it's different. It's not just about turning up and all that. I don't know. I just really like that record. And he's definitely in our rotation. And hopefully some of you artists that we play tonight are going to be shout out to a couple of you guys because I do know of y'all and have been knowing y'all. Y'all been supporting, rocking with the show and me personally before the show even began. So thank you so much. And I will definitely pay my respects and say what's up and all of that later. But right now I want to introduce one of the DJs that's going to be joining us tonight, special guest DJ Ace of the Heat Spinner DJs. What's good?
Yo.
What's up?
What's up? You know, this is special DJ Turk. What it do?
Oh, this is, who is this DJ? Who is this?
It's Hot Boy Turk. It's Hot Boy Turk.
Oh,
what's
snap.
Up?
What's up? Yo, what's up, Turk? Hey, we
yeah,
did
I
play
did
your
a back. Surprise drive-by on you.
Yeah, you did. Don't. Yeah, that kind of threw me off. I was trying to introduce DJ Ace. Hey, DJ Ace, this is Turk from Young and Thuggin and old, you know, Cash Money.
What's up, homie?
How you doing,
I'm
sir?
What it do? Man, I'm cool, bro.
I'm good.
Man, I cannot
complain about nothing.
For sure, man. I actually just got a tweet. You know, I got y'all on alert, so when y'all tweet somebody, come to me. So I just grab the number, copy and paste it real quick, and hit you up while I'm driving. You heard me?
Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate that. Look how excited I am. This is crazy. That's dope. Tell us what you got going on, because I just played Grindin' with Lil Wayne and Drake, that remix. But
that's what I got going on.
Okay.
That's what I got going on. I'm just grinding, like, you know, just getting it in, man. I got my own label. You know, I'm bossed up right now. I got my video about to drop, original Hot Beezy. You know what I'm saying? Just to let the youngsters know who the original to all this Hot Boy stuff that I'm hearing out there. No disrespect. It just, you know, I got to let them know who the inventor. You know what I'm talking about?
Say that.
Yeah, just pushing, just working, man. Branding is YNT, you know what I'm saying? You can follow me on my Twitter at HotBoyTurk32. Follow me on Instagram, Turk_Imani. And catch up on everything, man. There's a whole lot of music I got out.
I know that's right. Is Young and Thuggin looking for any up-and-coming artist production, and y'all just pushing and moving with that right now?
I mean, I'm always looking for talent, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm focused on my brand, you know, which is the YNT brand, YNTO, Imani Made Woman. You know, as we go down the line, you know, if it's real, if they 10 times 100, you know, I give everybody a listen, you know what I'm saying? I sit back and I observe what's going on, who grinding like us. And, you know, if there's a will, there's a way, you know what I'm saying? Just keep on working. I see you.
Alrighty. That's what's up. Just like you saw the tweet. And
for
I appreciate
up, yeah.
that, too.
So
I really
all love, man.
That.
I appreciate you, Onyx. You already know you're one of the first ones that showed me love when I came home. I just want to return it any way I can. So anything that I could do live on air, you know what I'm saying, just hit me up. You got my direct, you know, just hit me up. You know what I'm saying? That's straight.
That's what's up, Turk. I appreciate that a lot. 100 saluting. Drive safe. I know you're probably going to get some money.
Yeah, I'm about to hit the studio. I'm actually working on my I'm about to drop an EP, you know what I'm saying, like 7 songs. So I came up with a banger last night. If you go on my Instagram, you see my babies in there vibing in the studio. It's called Ike Turnup. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy in the club. Ike Turnup, y'all remember. Y'all know Ike stay turned up, so we changing the turn up to Ike Turnup. You know what I'm saying? Turk said that it about to be real hot.
I heard a little bit of that joint too, and we got
it's
DJ on the
line. I'm gonna make sure you get to premiere that thing. I'm gonna send it to you, so you know, just be on the lookout. In a couple more days, I ain't gonna even say months, cause I, you know, I release music like every other day. They say I need to stop, but I can't.
Say you got a lot to say, and you definitely rocking. I saw the Instagram clip with the twins, so. Yeah,
we're going to
get that record.
They be vibing, man. They keep me working, so. Yeah, I appreciate you, though, man. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. You know, keep supporting music, you know what I'm saying? Independence, A-list, whoever it be. If it's good, just show respect, and y'all get that in return. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, too.
Okay, stay on. All
right.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's what's up. Well, we're seeing the cut. Never know who's gonna call in and surprise. We do get that from time to time, and it throws me off when people do that. And it's not always a celebrity either. So that's what's up. Thank you, Turk. And y'all heard what he said. Indie artist, he's always looking for talent. Focusing on pushing that brand, and then also artists. And we can. I don't want to get harping too much into it, but you know. You don't have to actually always be the artist on stage rapping. There's ghostwriting, there's production. There's so many other lanes you can fall into. So, and DJing also. DJ Ace, what's up? Thank you also for joining. Excited to have you too. You already know.
Yeah, everything's good. Can't complain. It's good to be on the show. You know, you a couple favors anyway for looking out for sending me some feedback on a couple tracks, so.
I appreciate it. I do. So we got these artists on tonight, and I kind of gave y'all the little brief rundown of what we're going to do. But I want to let the people know and introduce them to you, also your services that you offer. But kind of let them know what region you represent, what state, city, and just a little bit about yourself.
I definitely am from Indianapolis, Indiana, y'all call it NAPAM, whatever y'all call it. Hit me up definitely on DJH317. That's my Twitter and Instagram. The Facebook is DJ-H-Grimes. But I've been DJing for over 20 years, so mostly I am into live parties, and I've been doing that scenery for a while. Clubs, colleges, weddings, et cetera, primary, pretty much ain't too much I ain't did yet. As far as live parties, it's probably just a little bit I haven't did in that percentage of venues and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying already.
Okay. I mean, I definitely like to travel down the road and do special events for other people. That and what one of the biggest venues and biggest things I did was this year, and I'm still grateful for that one, was a lock-in that we did at my church with like over 2,000 kids. It was a youth lock-in, and shoot, over maybe 150 still gave their life to Christ. So, you know,
oh, wow.
2,000 kids was climbing in the church, wanting to get in the church like it was a Lil Wayne concert. So, you know, that was dope.
Yeah, that is. That is crazy. I'm ready. Well, let's talk about, are you the type of DJ that, are you the type of DJ, but being in the coalition, I know that you do, if you hear something and when we move on a product, can you kind of let them know what He's Been a DJ does as a whole, the coalition as far as service and records, and how they can be considered to be a part of that?
He's Been a DJ does a coalition, everything that we do, at least in my opinion, is definitely a big brand. And you got DJs from every city, or at least break down for different cities. They definitely work together to break records, break tracks, and working together to break down artists. So we got one out west. There might be one on out south. Definitely working together to do mixtapes and working with different artists. And even on breaking bread, but we don't charge artists that much to break the bread or break them. We just more interested in getting the artist out there and their talent, and we'll work together and try to get a balance out there, and the more we all can work together. That's a team effort. But it's all about balance and team effort at the same time.
That's right.
The DJ that ain't going, is not going to work if the artist ain't going to work.
Okay. It's been a while since you get to hear both of those perspectives. Everybody always says pushes to respect and salute the DJ, and then you have the artist say no, you got, you can't play the music without me. So that was a big gem right there. I hope they caught that teamwork and then being consistent. And like you said, it's not always about the money. Yes, it does cost to do certain things, but, you know, it's definitely about, like you said, that balance of music out there. So hopefully we got a nice selection that we can throw. On tonight. Again, thank you, artists, for tuning in. Hope you got to hear what DJ A said, and we'll make sure you get his information so you can follow him. And then, as always, at He's Been a DJs is the Twitter, so you can follow that Twitter and keep up with all of us. But you guys got to shout out and definitely salute these DJs for joining me, DJ Ace, because I hit them last minute, like, yo, who want to rock with me tonight? And they made time and made a way, so I definitely appreciate and value that at time that they're giving us tonight. So let's get into the first record. We're going to play, let's see here. We're going to play this Frost G record called You Got It, because I haven't, well, okay, Frost G and Young White, You Got It. We're going to play this record. And I do know who Frost is, Angie, I believe. But I haven't heard this record, so let's get into it.
All right.
boy, yeah, you poppin'. Jimmy Choo's on your feet, Chanel compliment your body. Give me your seconds, what I got you a blessing. Can't no woman compare to you, I ain't lying, I ain't flexing. Your toes and your nails and your hair real long. Nice booty caramel, I love your skin tone. I know by yourself you're killing it, girl, you're dead wrong. And I'm just struck by your beauty, I got a love zone. Be patient, can I ask a question? Do you got a man? If so, la mama, I ain't stressing. Cause we the perfect match, and you the perfect bitch. I ain't spitting lies, baby, I'm just stating facts.
Already, Global 14, the Crack Deck with the feedback. Who's that? Back with the feedback. That was You Got It. That was My Bad. So I guess that's Young, White, and then featuring Frost and G. So that's the artist was the one singing. So DJ Ace, what's up? What do you think about that record?
You know, the one thing that stood out the most on that song, even with the singer on there, it's like, I'm not the best singer, but I'm going to do what I can do on this track. But it's kind of like Trey. Trey know him. He know he ain't the best singer, but or he do what he do on his tracks or whatever. And but it still goes.
Mm-hmm.
It still goes. It still plays. So it definitely can get a little rotation. I think it can go. It's smooth. It's still laid back. I think the right venue still play it. But I'll give it a spin and see what it do.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So there you go right there, DJ Ace. And I have, you know what, I don't know if I heard the hook when they was like, you know how people put out a little sample, what they're working on in YouTube or whatever. I heard the hook before. And so, and being that I have two of them on my page, I know that I've probably heard this before, but I agree with you totally. He definitely, the singer, he definitely has his own little style to it, and it's, you know, it's something people would probably do solely into. It's just kind of, you know, that's your lane, the party and the DJ and whatnot. So I think that we'll give it a go, too. I think we'll go ahead and keep that and get some more feedback from the people. So we think we'll do that. I think I had, I know I have had somebody else join us, and I don't know if it's another DJ. So I probably need to check in with that. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to play this record, Young May Not Hustle. I try to open the show with this record, but I'm going to play it right now. This is also an independent artist who happens to be my brother. So, yeah, it's not biased, but I'm going to play it because it's my brother. So I'm going to play the record. And it's called I Hustle, and this is Young Maine. He's from Texas. So play this record, check in to see who this is on the line, and then we'll get back to the indie song review. So one moment.
Yeah.
John Main, 35 Riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, can we get some more? Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts. Why I run?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, go and get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, go and get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I run.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
Alrighty, welcome back. Global 14 The Cut. Again, had to play the I Hustle tag. Got DJ Ace on the line of Heat Spinner DJs. We're doing the live song review. You also have another DJ from the Coalition, DJ Taylor May. What's up, homie?
Hey, what it do, babe? Thanks for letting me get in and ride this train with you. Sorry I'm a little bit late, man. You know, business never sleeps.
Oh, I know it. Now, we just getting started. So I want to, just as DJ Ace did a little earlier, he already gave the listeners and callers a rundown about the Coalition and what we offer and what we take pride in, but I wanted to let you have the opportunity to kind of say who you are, how long you've been in the game, just a quick little brief overview, if you will.
Okay. DJ Taylor May, comma, Mr. Big Man on Campus. I do not do AKAs. That's for the pedestrians. Look, man, I've been doing DJs. I've been with Slip and Slide DJs, Mafia DJs, Heat Spinner DJs, you know, the whole nine. All them peoples is my people. And, you know, been doing this shit from Alabama. Now I moved to Iowa, and now I live in Pennsylvania because, like I said, business never sleeps. So, you know, running Chronic Cash Radio, you know, for 7-8 years. Like, we're the only station dedicated to the hood. We've been supporting independent artists for since 2005, so You know what I'm saying? All the music that's being played will probably be played on Chronic Cash Radio, or I'll drop it on a mixtape just because Onyx said so. So that's all that matters.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I'm getting, look, y'all was like really bigging me up tonight. Turk called in, gave a few words, DJ Ace came through, you came through. But this is what's up. I really appreciate y'all tonight. That's what, like you said, tonight it's about the indie artists, and we got some records, so I want to get into this next joint. I know these dudes, they actually called in at 8 on the dot, and we don't get started till all this till like 8:15, 8:20, so you right on time, homie. Let's play this record. It's called Call Log, and this is from the Money Militia Group, and they are on the line, so I'm going to let them speak if they like to, you guys. I know y'all not shy, so I might just bring y'all live, too. So we go listen to y'all record. It's the first time we're hearing it. DJ Ace, you still rocking with us?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay, let's get into it. Call Log. This is Reggie and Wayne, the remix.
I know I ain't called in a minute, but I was just calling. I don't even know how we got to this point. I want to let you know I stay careful. Just the other day, you was on some other ish. Used to be my best friend, now you want my brother's tip. After all that we've been through, who would've thought it'd come to this? To lick me like a lollipop, now you want some sucker ish. I used to take it to the hole, now all I get is rejection. Told the truth and confessed it, but you couldn't respect it. I call your phone to get forwarded to a message. Got me stressing, drowning in deep depression. Probably cause I know I did you wrong. Knew I couldn't be faithful all along. But that guilt is what inspired the song. But at the same time, girl, you know where you belong. Thought you said you was gonna love me right or wrong. Right or wrong. Even though I had some other hitters, when it came to me and you, girl, I wasn't nothing real. I know I said fool, but I was on the phone.
Ready, Global 14, the cut, we back, and that was Call Law from the Money Militia camp. I try to get them on so they can specify who was who and who was rocking on that joint. What's up, Taylor May? What you thought about the record that we just played?
Oh, actually, I actually really liked it. I didn't know where it was going at first, but I'm gonna fuck with it though. I would like to get a copy of it somehow, some way, digital, whatever. Email it to me because I would definitely be adding that to the Chronic Head Radio playlist, and I probably even drop it on a mixtape. To be honest with you, man, I really like that. It was like I said, I didn't know where it was going at first, but I can deal with that. I can dig that and rock that.
Alrighty, DJ Ace.
Yes, that's definitely a go, and it's radio friendly, ready to go. So it's definitely something that could ready to go into rotation. I'll definitely play into rotation.
Alrighty, and I want to chime in and say I agree with both of you, and it reminded me, DJ, as you said earlier, like a Drake. You mentioned Drake. It kind of put me in the Drake move vibe, and also Taylor Made. I was the same. I was like, I don't know where this is going, but I did like where it ended. So, yeah, we're going to keep that joint rocking this way, too. So, shout out to the camp, and I got them, I believe, still on the line. So I'm going to bring them out if they want to say anything. Fellas, are y'all still listening?
Yeah, we're still on the line.
All right. Did you want to speak on that record and let us know? Okay.
Yeah, what's good? This is Wyatt Obese checking in with my boy RJ, Reggie the Monster.
Reggie Wayne, man.
Hey, Alex, we all on the call right now. This good I have reached out to you. I'm glad you could slide us in. The beat was actually produced by a guy I hooked up with from Romania. His two producers, the 808 brothers. And I say that it's called Reggie Wayne remix because the guy sitting here in the studio with me right now, Reggie Wayne, he engineered that record, and he really gave it that sound. So it was like a team effort on that record. We were kind of shooting for a radio feel. So I'm glad y'all like the record. It's a young girl we're working with right now named Kika Gooden. She's from Temple, Texas, and she just right now got picked up by Disney. She's auditioning for the Disney Channel right now, so she should be doing big things in the near future. And we just work like a family over here. Onyx, you're part of our extended family. You always give me great feedback and work with me well and interact with me. And I appreciate you so much for always involving me and reaching out to me. I try to share that same love back on your end. Big salute to you and everything you're doing. Like again, I appreciate you so much. You don't know how much it means to us just to be able to get our records played and get industry feedback and feedback from, you know, people that's doing the same thing we're doing, trying to, you know, build from a dollar and a dream.
Alrighty. Can
I ask where you guys are from?
We really from all over the place, man, but we located in Temple, Texas right now. That's Central Texas. I'm from Philadelphia. Reggie Wayne, he was born in Germany, lived his most part of his early life in Germany. And producer YL Beats, he from Temple. He homegrown, but we from all over the states, man. I want to say Fort Hood, you know, brought us all to Central Texas. And since about 1996, man, we've been rocking. I grew up together, you know, start doing this music, and then it's all we doing. It's our purpose. It's our passion. Keeping God first, and we just rocking, man, trying to get the people something they can respond to and relate to.
I appreciate it, man. That's what's up.
Hey, you know, my bad. Hey, send us that email or something. We want to send you that record, the radio version, Dirty Virgin, so somehow, some way, you know, your Facebook info, email or something. We got people ready with pen and pad right now. We want to get that record out there, boss, man. So anybody on the line listening, militiamusic@ymail.com. That's militiamusic@ymail.com. If y'all will be kind enough to send me an email, I'll be sure to forward that song to y'all and whatever info y'all want to do. And anyway, we could build some type of working relationship, a business relationship with y'all. That's all we trying to do, man, is keep working and keep networking.
All right. That don't sound like hunger and driving ambition right there. I don't know what it is. Shout out to the whole camp over there. Salute. Much respect to you guys. Thank y'all. I really appreciate y'all. And shout out to these DJs, DJ Angel, DJ Tim Major. I'll make sure they get y'all's, you know, we'll get that information passed and networked, and we'll get y'all up and rolling. But appreciate y'all so much. And good job on that joint. I like that record.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
All Already. It definitely means a lot to artists when they put their time in their craft, their time into their craft, and they really try to aim for something that goal is achieved. So let's get into this next drink. This is another artist. I do know who this is. As well, out of Austin, Texas. My stomping grounds is Texas, so we're going to probably have a couple more from there. And this is Motivated by Z-Jet. Let's get into it.
Is it motivated? Boy, I'm motivated. They tell me that I'm motivated. Is you motivated? Get motivated. I'm so motivated.
About DJ Motivated.
Man, the hook, the energy of the hook just starts it off as kind of like, that sets the tone for that song. And then the delivery, I was like, oh, okay, they're really talking and snapping on this song. The beat is just like simple, but it's basic, and it drives the song. So, yeah, it's a simple song, easy, and it goes. It's like, it ain't too much, it ain't a lot. But it got the energy to move a crowd.
That's what's up. Taylor Nate, what's good?
Okay. All right, I agree with DJ Ace about the energy. I don't know if I like the song, though. It ain't nothing to do with the lyrics. It's hard for me to tell if I like it over the phone. Like, I would need to hear it in a system. To really get it, because to me it seems like there's the engineering of the song, the actual, not the beat itself, the production of the beat or the making of the beat, but the mastering of it. Because, like, to me, the percussions were really loud, and, like, the ending ended weird. It sounds like it needs to be remastered. And that's why I say I like the beat. I like the beat. And I like the lyrics, and the energy was good, but to me the mastering is not right. It would need to be remastered. Something about the percussion was really loud to me, but it may be because it's over the phone. And that's why I said I think I like the song, but, you know what I'm saying, if I'm just going to keep it 100, I would want to hear it like in my headphones and in a system or something, so I can get a real feel for it, but because over the phone it sounds like the mastering needs to be redone or kind of tightened up a little bit. But I think the song itself, I like the energy of the song. He definitely snapping, you know what I'm saying, with the lyrically. So, I mean, it's potential there. It's just I would want to hear it in a different situation. So I can really get a feel for it, but because, like, over the phone, it sounds a little percussiony.
Okay, that's what's up. And, you know, and I'm glad that you gave that insight on that, because it's kind of crazy, because we, doing those conference calls, DJ Coalitions and other people as well, we kind of listen to music all the time over the phone. So you would notice these things. You would catch on to these type of things if you feel like something's off or not right. And it does take a second listen sometimes into the speakers or whatever, headphones, headsets, whatever, because can't grasp everything. Phone and sending files over like that definitely diminishes the quality. So we appreciate everybody being receptive to this feedback and maybe even going back. And matter of fact, that call off, it says rough drive. So that was a rough draft joint. So I guess they still, like he said, in the studio trying to mix down and get levels right. So shout out to you guys. And I agree with both of you. The beat was definitely, AC had mentioned, the beat was kind of simple. It was. It wasn't too much. The beat was, you know, definitely simple. He definitely made the production for what it was. But I think the song was on point for what it was. I feel like it's what it was made to do. It accomplished that. So that's just my... And I do need to hear it as well outside of the phone, because I heard some elements in the production that I think would have excited me more in certain areas that I need, but I need to hear them, you know, outside of the phone. So, but I did like the record because of the fact. Yeah.
I like the simplicity of the beat. Like, you know, one of my favorite beats of all times is the grinding joint from the Neptunes, and you don't get no simpler than that. Like, I think they play like four instruments. And that was like the R&B. So it ain't the simplicity. It's just, like I said, to me it was the levels. I would need to hear it in something else so I can really get a feel for the levels. But I like what was going on.
Yeah. And I guess it's like certain parts where I know that he changed it up and switched the cadence for a certain type of feel to be brought to the track, other than just the energy that he brought. And that's why I want to hear it too. Because I feel like I heard some more in the production where that balanced out. So I like the song, though, and I do. I know that I like it, but I want to hear it so I can really love it. And so, shout out to G-Jet and that whole camp. And I think I have Ty on the line, and that's not his only record, so I want to introduce you guys to his music and who that artist is also, so you guys can, you know, see what he got going on. And I think I have his manager on. I don't know if he wants to speak, not speak, but Ty, are you on the line right now?
I am on the line, alive and breathing.
Okay. I just wanted to bring you on if you want to say a few words. How are you? I'm good.
I'm doing great. Fellas, how y'all doing?
It's all good, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate the feedback, man. That's man, take everything into consideration, man. It was produced by A-Squared. We're actually, me and him are both from the D.C. area, moved down to Austin a few years ago, opened up, A-Squared actually opened up Launchpad Studios, and G.J. is the artist that we work with. We just dropped a project last February called Die Rich, and definitely need to hear that song in the system. Over the phone doesn't do it any justice. I would love feedback after hearing it differently. That's actually one of the better songs.
I'm all for that, man. If we can do that, then I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I actually don't have any writing utensils right now, man, but definitely if I can give you guys my email address and have you all, you know, shoot over your contact info, that way we can be in touch. Definitely want to send you guys some more links. And, you know, we got videos. That we actually are getting ready to drop that video for Motivate probably within the next, you know, month or so. And, yeah, definitely appreciate the feedback.
Hey, Onyx, I got a dip. I got to be in here.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I was trying to screen the call. I'm sorry if I left y'all in the dark there. But thank you, Ty. I just wanted to have a moment for you to come on and speak since you were on the line.
Absolutely.
It was only right and a respectful thing to do. So, alrighty. Well, that's what's
y'all
up. We definitely going to pass these projects along. Thank you. You too. So DJ Ace and DJ Taylor May, y'all let me know at any time if you got to move around. I know that y'all are getting last-minute scheduling and all of that. So let's get into this next record called, what is this? Running Man. And let me do a plug real quick, you guys. By the way, Southern Entertainment Awards is coming up. And I was nominated for Media Internet Hustler of the Year. So if you just happen to be online playing and ain't got no time, you know, it doesn't take but maybe a few seconds of your time. You got to go and confirm email. So it is a couple steps. But if you could please vote for me, because I do work very hard. So I got two jobs, two kids. I'm out here doing this radio thing. I'm really working hard. But no, seriously, if I could get y'all's vote, it would mean so much to me. And I will definitely keep, as I progress, keep you guys in mind, you indie artists and all of my supporters. I appreciate y'all for calling in. And shout out to Houston and DJs on the line, repping tonight and holding it down and helping these artists, giving them the feedback they need and deserve. So let's get into Running Man. I don't know who he is. Met him on Global 14. Really just networked with him, and he saw the opportunity, wanted some feedback. Let's get it. Running Man by Days.
For my last name, I forgave, but I never forgot. I'm a soldier. ready for war right on the spot. And y'all go left, go left, go right, cause I'm not a follower like you are right. I took the knowledge and power from the system and I ran and never looked back when I took off like a running man.
Already, Global 14 to cut back. I think Taylor Made had to step off to another call or meeting, like you say, always ripping and running. But I still got DJ Ace hanging on the line with me, too. What's up with the record? What'd you thought? What did you think? I'm sorry.
I don't have no place I could play that at, truthfully. That's
you
me, my opinion. I don't have nowhere I could play that.
Okay.
If I was going to play somewhere, it might have been a skating rink party, but that's about it as far as me but in the crowds I deal with. But there's no, I don't think there's nowhere I could play it at.
Okay, okay. And that's, we definitely had the same type of feedback because I feel like the crazy thing about this record or a record like that, like you said, it works, but it just has to be shocked. Or not shot rather, but definitely placed in the right market and have a plan behind it. I feel like that's like a movie, like a Disney movie, you know what I mean? When they have like the Disney
right.
movies and you could play that during the track team scene at the high school game, you know what I'm saying? Or the high school stadium, like you could play that there or even a
soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a soundtrack type of record, you know what I'm saying? And then I didn't like the singing part on the Running Man hook when you did that, because it reminded me of like the Eminem Slim Shady when he came out, Hi, My Name Is. You know, you can play off that and have a little funny, comical type of however way you come in with it, but then you threw me off when you did the singing with it, so I didn't like the singing part. So this record works minus the singing part to me. The little Running Man, you know what I'm talking about, Ace, like on the hook, and it says,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the part, days that I would, this is just me, you know what I'm saying, that if I was going to put this out and really wanted to push this and put time and effort into this, I would put this toward, push this and try to get, make sure my paperwork was good, and everybody should make sure the paperwork is good, but push this towards some soundtrack type material or some Disney or some kids, like, and like you said, skating rings and stuff, like, they would eat that up. Kids need music to listen to, too. They don't have to be listening to Trinidad James and Gucci Mane and all that. So,
he ain't even seen the hook. He had
huh?
somebody else sing the hook. He could have
yeah.
a female bird sing the hook and then bring
yeah.
it out more.
Yeah, something like that. So I will say that I am surprised tonight by everybody having like a different type of word title. You know, song title is definitely making me think a little more of what the song's going to be about. I want to commend everybody for being a little bit creative with the song titles instead of the basic, easy way to title a song. Y'all are actually taking the time to structure and write and be marketing, have a marketing, I guess, side with it. But again, this, I think you just need to find the right lane for it. So that's my feedback. And you do have talent, though. You do have talent. I'd like to hear something else that you have that's directed more towards urban, pop, rock, whatever market that you know, you find yourself, that's your name. So that's my feedback, and thank you, DJ. So this next record, we have, like, one more joint, and is this the last joint? We have two more, I'm sorry. We have two more records, and we're going to play this. It's called Jar. I have heard this. So this is going to be all up to Ace, what he wants to do and how he wants to move. This is Frost, and he actually was on that first joint we played, the with the singing that you mentioned, the Jake reference to. He was one of the rappers on that song. But we're going to play this song. It's called Jar, and it stands for just a reminder. So this is Frost.
Okay. Ice Water Entertainment. Amy. You already know who it is.
Look out.
Sometimes I feel like you just gotta put your footprints in the sand one more time.
I told y'all, I think we got it
wrong. But they understand.
You niggas don't know who you fucking with. 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 You niggas don't know who you fucking with.
These niggas ain't fucking with me. I'm born for Barney's Beach. Y'all niggas can stick to that rap shit. This shit real life for me. I wouldn't have fed shit anything I wanted. I had to go out to get it. Lucky for me, I had three on the P&OGs. Every lick that called, I hit it. Went from walking to a riding slab. Air bitch, I grab his bed. If you know one thing about me, bro, G, I'm a G and I really D about my cash. Put on the gas when I mash on niggas. Hit the club with price tags on niggas. Said they broke niggas, they can shut the fuck up. Nigga, get the money up, act bad on niggas. Then I tell them, you niggas don't know who you fucking with. 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 You niggas don't know who you fucking with.
Boston George, I had a plug. 20 years old, I was riding dubs. I was getting pissed for a mere $5 in LS. One I sold for a dub. Hell yeah, nigga, I'm straight from the dub. Westside OG all in the club. Nigga ain't worried about flex one bit, cause all of my niggas got hollows and slugs. Niggas be fetching and acting like thugs. Bitches be taking and taking they drugs. Shit, not me. Give me 50 feet or I have the grill laying right next to your blood. That's for you and who next to your blood. All of my niggas is gangsters and cubs. It ain't a question what she about me. I fuck with the region and chill with the gubs. You and your niggas be chilling with bums, bitchin' and stitchin' and loose with they tongue. Tell you one thing, if it stitch on me, it's on sight. Swear to God, your bitch ass better run. Don't need a knife and I don't need a gun. Nigga, I tell ya, I'm sick with these ones. I'm the type of nigga that'll beat their ass up, and I swear I won't feel it till I feel like I'm done. Then I tell them,
you niggas don't know who you fucking with. 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 You niggas don't know who you fucking with.
But I'm a chill though.
You niggas don't know who you fucking with. You niggas don't know who you fucking with. You niggas don't know who you fucking with.
My bad, don't mean to flex. Had a couple things to get off my chest. I'm a genius, nothing less. So I suggest you show respect.
Chill.
My name precedes itself.
What?
I'm known for trees and wells.
What?
You can ask OP and Dun Dun. I move 50 bricks myself. My nigga hot style was whipping it.
Up,
I was on block getting rid of it.
Chill.
He Troy Aikman the brick. You can say I was Emmitt Smithing it. I was only 22s. When I put them 22s with a 12-inch lift on a long arm on the Carlos, show them what it do.
You niggas don't know who you fucking with. 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 You niggas don't know who you fucking with.
Told y'all y'all had me confused.
You niggas don't know who you fucking with. You niggas don't know who you fucking with.
I guess now I proved my point. Period. Exclamation mark. Where the fuck you wanna put? Make sure y'all get it this time.
Make sure y'all get it this time.
Make sure y'all get it this time. Ice water.
Hey, me. Hey, me. Hey, me.
Hey, me. Already Global 14 the Cook, and we are back. What's up, East? DJ, Mama.
You know, That's one of them songs, again, that you have to hear off the phone because of the production. Now, they had the breakdown at the end, so I kind of got an idea. Okay, that's what the beat heard really sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hearing a lot of a snare, and I was hearing the vocals, but I couldn't actually hear the beat. But I kind of got an idea. I really don't want to give my full answer until I kind of hear it too, out loud, tell the truth, because I don't want to judge them. But vocal-wise, from the words, the lyrics were cool for me. But once I heard the whole thing, I would definitely give my full opinion.
Okay, okay. So that's 2B. Good time in TBD. I'm gonna make sure you get that joint and these other ones that we talked about. And I want to say thank you to you again. And I ain't kicking you off, but I just want to put that out there now. Thank you again. And everybody that's tuning in, that was Frost. Just a reminder. So we're going to check back with that record. I will say that I have heard it regularly. But I have heard it without the phone dispersion in our mind. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for what it was. I enjoyed it for what it was. So it definitely has a lane in a market and can do what it needs to do. So we'll see what DJ Ace thinks and go from there. So, and the rest of the Heat Spinner DJ, we'll see what they think. So we're going to get into his last record, C4, Cartier. He's actually nominated as well for a Southern Entertainment Award as Most Slept-On Artist. And just a really, all the, in matter of fact, to all y'all artists that sent you music, because all of y'all seem to be hardworking and giving and bitches. And again, anytime you're sending your music to be getting critiqued and get feedback and for possible consideration, and you're doing it, you're following protocol. I mean, that's just what's up. It's still business at the end of the day. We can't just be, we chasing dreams out here. It's definitely business and got to do things the right way. So shout out to you all for doing that, wanting to network and build these relationships. So we got C4 Cartier and this record, I haven't heard this either, called In Love With It. And this is our last record for tonight. And let's go ahead and get into it. In Love With It, C4 Cartier.
No line, I'm walking straight up in it, bitch. Pass on bottle with my partner, put more drink up in my shit. On the couch in VIP, feel like I stay up in it, bitch. Cartier up in it, bitch. More bottle, bitch, this thing got. See, don't sparkle, ho, get off of, bruh, come kick these lanes out. Show don't bro me, you don't know me, cuffin' they hangs out. Leave his ho, she know it's on me, come get these lanes now. Work that thing out, turn me up, man, they got me lit. Number shots in my Ciroc, cut next, say I'm gon' be sick. M.O.G. niggas up next, say him shout to crank my mid. Hit the state, they play my shit, do wrong one bit, watch out for next. And she in love with it, ayy, watch this shit, come get your chip, bruh, she in love with it. I thought get rich, yeah, watch my clip, bruh, she in love with it. Turn up this bit, run up that chick, she fell in love. Swag up on 1 million, got your bitch soon as she look at me.
My cologne with that cushy fell in love.
My neck, my rear, my friend legit, she fell in love. She rubbed her hand across my dick and fell in love. I swear her soul so warm, I done her fell in love. Now put them drawers out to the side, beat the brakes off in my front seat. I could see them type of guys, you can see this in my eyes. I'm a player, just a slayer, boo. Ladies look who yay like a pope young, wearing gray and blue, staying true, hate of proof, like I'm supposed to be. Ringing bells, yeah, you heard of them, but they calling me, I'm what it is. Got her in them heels, I tonight for me, she came with him. He just a sim, now she follow me. And she in love with it. Ayy, why this shit, come get your chick, bro, she in love with it. I thought get rich, yeah, wipe my clip, bro, she in love with it. Turn up that bitch, run up that chick, she fell in love. Swag up on 1 million, got your bitch soon as she look at me. Smell my cologne with that cause she fell in love. My neck, my rear, my friend legit, she fell in love. She rubbed her hand across my dick and fell in love. I swear her soul so warm, I done her fell in love.
Already Global 14 The Cut. That was the last record for tonight. Before Cartier and Bub with it. Special guest DJ Ace from Heat Spinner DJs. What's the feedback, homie?
I like the beat. It's cool. But that's something that definitely you need to go hard and strip close with that one.
No doubt.
Go
no
hard
doubt.
In the strip close. Because that's where it's going to hit at. And then you get the strip club, you're going to hit the streets with it.
Already. I think that was perfect. That was the perfect way to throw it up. I get that Devin the Dude vibe from him all the time. Just kind of laid back, smoking, drinking, riding in the frat, or old school, whatever you call it. I feel like that all the time. And, at strip club would be perfect place for it, actually. And I do, I feel like also you could get, if you really wanted to get involved with it, you can get a little creative and like drop out, I don't know, play with the engineering a little bit. My favorite part was when you did the swagger on a million, you know, whatever that was, that part you said when you dubbed it, had a little harmony, that was like my favorite part. So I was waiting on that part to come back around, and I was excited when it did. And that's just, you know, females, we like certain parts. That's our song, and that's the part of our song that we like. So I like that part. Yeah, well, good job. I think that you still should, you know, play with the engineering a little bit and see maybe a part where you can drop a beat or whatever just so the girl can do what she do in a strip club, like DJ A said. So that's all I got to say. Again, thank you to all of the artists that submitted your music. We will do this maybe in 2 more months, probably towards the end of the year. We'll get into this again. And so hopefully, but a lot of y'all got some great feedback. So again, shout out to DJ Ace and DJ Taylor May for joining me tonight. Thank you so much. Is there anything you would like to tell these indie artists, any advice as far as coaching you, DJs, anything that you want to say? This is your time right now.
Man, you can always approach me on Twitter, DJs317. You can always hit me on there. I have no problem getting my email out. Just be professional with your stuff, because if not, I just will delete it and keep it pipping. But it is DJs317, just like my Twitter, at Gmail. So, yeah, I'm always open for conversation, giving good advice towards anybody.
Alrighty, that's what's up. and that's, you know, is that free advice, or both of you have free advice and then also paid consultations, any of that?
Say that again.
Do you offer consultation services as far as DJ or A&R feedback, any?
Yeah, I've been asked that a lot, like lately in the last 2 weeks. People have been asking me to consultate them, so I've been thinking about it.
Okay. Well, maybe y'all will get that special, that discount, since he's still in the thinking stages. But if anybody missed anybody that was on the line tonight and wants to network and pass information or whatnot, feature, whatever you need to do, definitely you can hit me, and I'll make sure y'all all, you know, get plugged in and all of that. And I'll try to get on the Twitter and tweet everybody. So give me a little time to do that. But thank you so much, DJ Ace out of Indianapolis, on the line tonight, last minute, taking the time, free time out of his day and night. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. So, guys, that is it for the live song with you tonight. What else do I have to say? I like when I get time to say stuff because I don't speak much on the social Facebook joint, and I don't get to rant and talk about stuff that I'm not feeling. But the Wiz and Amber thing, I'm tired of them already. Whatever's going on with them, I don't care about it. I just wanted to tell everybody I don't care about them. And then also I wanted to mention that A3C Festival is coming up. Starts October, is it 3rd through the 8th? I think it's October 3rd through the 8th. I'll go back and look before I just shout these dates out. But again, A3C Festival, Hip Hop Festival, it's been known. They've been doing their thing. Great opportunity to go out and network. This year, they're doing a lot of stuff they didn't do before, which is like, for instance, they have like a New Orleans past and future type of panel. And they have like, they have a whole bunch of stuff going on. I can't run down the list right now because it's late and I ain't got it pulled up. But just off the top of the dome, definitely look into A3C Festival in Atlanta, Georgia, taking place October. I need to get Gavin here. I wonder if Gavin is still listening because he called in and he's actually on the showcase. So congratulations to you, Gavin, for making that producer showcase picture. Lane Dupree going to be judging by Michael Cox, going to be judging a couple people. But anyway, again, y'all, I'm sorry. I used to have everything pulled in front of me, and it used to be easy for y'all. I used to just say everything, but that's free promotion and everything free for them. So, like, I'm not going to be doing that all the time. But A3C Festival, tune into that. Check that out. Also, Revolt Music Conference taking place in Miami, Florida, which I'm trying to get out to. Tickets is steep. So we're trying to pull some strings and some networks and connects and see what we can do. But we ain't trying to be raggedy. We want to go and represent and make sure we got, you know, we want to be taken care of when we touch down Miami, you know. So we're going to see what happens. But if nothing else, I do want y'all to look into that and be planning for it next year, $10 a week, something, so you can get out that joint. And if nothing else, just have the experience and network and see how people move and shake and handle business. But, what else? What else? Can I plug again? Yes, I can. Southern Entertainment Awards, I did get nominated for Media Internet Hustler of the Year, working very hard all the time. I don't like to brag. I don't really say it every day, but I am working even when you think I'm not. It's not just Wednesday night. So if I can get your vote, it would mean so much to me. I would really appreciate it. Jagged Edge will be on the show. October 8th is the date. The album drops October 27th. If you want to speak to them, you know, try to figure out what they got going on, that's going to be the perfect time to listen because I'm going to try to get a lot of information from them as far as what they got going on. You know, and I always try to ask artists and labels and managers if they're looking for talent, production, et cetera. So you want to be listening in. Obviously, with their album coming out, they're all set. But you never know what's going on. If you have an artist, a male artist, you want to try to see if they can open. Like, you just don't know. So background thing, you don't know. So you need to be listening out for opportunities and money. And then, if nothing else, make a way and make your own opportunities. That's what I did right here with this show. So and with the team. I got Lamont, shout out to him for holding the boy down and getting y'all's music uploaded. Y'all should say what's up to him on Twitter or on Facebook because he's the one that got your music uploaded for it to be ready to go tonight. And shout out to Golden Fleece as well, who couldn't be on the line with us tonight, had some things he needed to take care of, and that's what we do. You know, we let people have nights off. Except me. I'm the only one that don't get nights off. But I think that's it, y'all. And I didn't watch the Hip Hop Hollywood thing because I told y'all I'm not a fan of reality TV like that. So, no, I didn't watch it. I just tuned in the first time to see what was going on and who was what. I'll try to check back in with it in a few more weeks. And then I'll tell y'all what I don't like about it or what I do like about it. I think that's it. I think that's all my announcements. I think that's it. I'm trying to think. I'm sorry, y'all. I know I'm being extra. But I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I can tell y'all while I have y'all's attention on this one Wednesday night a week, night a week? Well, I can tell you to go to global14.com, Jermaine Dupri's network, if you haven't already, and mingle their network if you want. And then also follow our Twitter at global14thecut and Jermaine's at global14 and mine at onyx254. And you can find me onyx254 anywhere. So I think that's it, y'all. I'm tired. Y'all tired. Thank you for hanging in with me. Another Wednesday night. Back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, Pacific. Shout out to Turk as well. Shout out to the homie Turk. And he's right. We do text frequently. We do conversate outside of the show, but it's a surprise when he called into the show. So I appreciate that. When people show you support, open support. I don't know. I appreciate what he did, and I appreciate everybody else that called in, sent their music in. Shout out to all of you guys. Y'all are great artists, and I've just enjoyed hearing and seeing the progress as well. Shout out to Gavin again. Congratulations for the A3C placement and the producer showcase, and we wish you the best. And that's it, y'all. I'm tired. I'm trying to find something we can play so I can be off the phone. I'm tired. Wait, what can I play? Oh, Lord. What can I play, y'all? We're going to play. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play Turk again because Turk showed me some love. Turk, we're going to play Grindr Remix with Lil Wayne, Drake, and Turk. And that's it. Next Wednesday, go before 14 to cut.
Ever since I came home from the pit, been grinding on my own and shit. 8,760 hour YT putting on this shit. Real nigga, yeah, the street fucking with me. Fuck a bitch, nigga, got them real killers with me. Uptown nigga, let it bust till it's empty. Getting money is a muffle, I see it if you tip me. So nigga, don't tip me. God don't use your needer. Chopper with a drum bullet, confesses in a cheater. Safer to the thug and not a cheater. Get it from the mud, I'm a thug, post it up like a meter. Stay strapped with the heater. I fuck pussy, nigga, I don't need you. I'm grinding, me and my people. Putting in work like amigo. Like Jeezy, I done seen it all. The fave action, nigga, I ain't seen nothing at all. Where I been, nigga, I'm solid. 10 times 100, nigga, 1,000. Grinding for all my shit. Trying to peel out the one brick. Wanna fuck you, your bitch, and your clique. But no nigga ain't gave me shit. Nigga, I'm grinding for all my shit. Bye.
sweating, grinding this bitch. I need a shrine in this bitch. Fuck 007, I work 24/7, ain't got time to burn with no bitch. Heard Jay-Z got a nuke on the yacht. Well, find that shit. The weed stick is grind that shit. Where I got it from, never mind that shit. Nigga, I'm grinding for all my shit. I got a new vision for all my shit. I don't know what to call that shit. I know I'm selling all of my cars, I'm selling all of my watches, I'm selling diamonds and all of that shit. Realize I don't need that shit. I'm a different breed with this shit. I'm trying to turn M's to B's in this bitch. And I ain't never paid to be with no bitch. I want that Bridget Bordeaux hanging over my bed, 50 mil in one room. You could ask anyone out here who run in the game and they'll tell you the truth, man. They'll tell you. Oh, look, they fuck with me now. I think they hearing me now. Someone said, nigga, they taking you seriously now. I'm like, I think they just might be scared of me now. But it's all good, niggas wrong every day. Niggas wrong every day. Boom. Going to LA where I'm trying to get high and do a song every day. Safe. We ain't never had to play it safe. I would rather stack it up and put it in the safe. Then peek inside the safe and see I'm running out of space. Motherfucker, that's fine.
I'm grinding for all my shit. I'm grinding for all my shit. I'm grinding for all my shit. I'm grinding for all my shit.
For this new house.